This is Klaatu, and I'm at the Southeast Linux Fest with, right now, Dual Core. Is Dual Core the band or the person?
Dual Core is actually the group. It's myself, Int 80. I'm the rapper. And then my producer is C64, who lives in Manchester, England. And joined with us today is our special guest, Remington Forbes.
Cool. So, hi, Dual Core.
Hello.
What's going on?
So, you guys make music about, what, Linux or geek stuff or both or all of the above?
All of the above. So we've got songs that really run the gamut. My name, Int80, comes from, the assembly call in Linux on x86 architecture. So we, of course, cover Linux in our topics. We got songs about Star Wars, Mega Man.
Right.
You name it, we very well may have rapped about it.
Right, okay. How and when did you get started?
I used to freestyle when I was in college, and Remy and I were at a conference, Nauticon 3, in Cleveland, and we were at this room party, and somebody was like, hey, there's someone here from Cincinnati that can rap. And so I thought there was somebody else from Cincinnati that could rap, but they turned out they were talking about us. So we just started rapping about the stuff we do day-to-day with technology and everything,
wow,
and everybody really loved it.
Okay. What did you go to school for? Are you both programmers or what? Computer scientists?
I'm going to school now, still attending, for computer network engineering.
Okay.
But he's a sysadmin and a network engineer, network admin at his job. And
okay.
Then I went to school for computer science and I do security.
How much time do you think, I mean, it probably varies, like when you're gearing up for an album, it's probably more, but I mean, how much time do you have to spend on making music every day or week or whatever?
Definitely not a whole lot. I mean, my job keeps a good number of hours going every week, but I have a very understanding girlfriend who lets me record at night after she's gone to sleep, or
right,
you know, if I need to skip out on something we've got planned because I need to get a track done for an album or something like that, she's really understanding.
That's
so
cool.
It's hard to put a quantity on the number of hours per week.
Right.
But
yeah.
I mean, I would say in the past week I've probably logged a good 20 to 30 hours working on our latest album.
And what is the latest album? Is it out yet?
Not yet. It's tentatively titled Next Level, and we're planning to release it next month. Our initial projected release date was DEF CON, though our listeners might get a surprise and we might be able to release it a little bit earlier than that.
Just, I mean, on the technical end of things, like, are you hardware-based mostly, or are you doing this on a Linux, like, digital audio workstation, or, I mean, how... Kind of describe for me, like, I guess, how this all comes about.
Yeah, so I've got a condenser mic in my basement that I just bought at Guitar Center, and I just rap into that. It runs into my desktop, and then that records the vocals, and I SCP them up to my producer, and he takes them and dumps them into his mix of the background music that he's made, and then he goes to work from there.
Wow, that's great.
So also, Remy and I are involved with 2600 in Cincinnati.
I was going to ask about that, actually. Yeah,
yep.
I forgot. Okay, yeah.
Which is a hacking group. We meet once a month, and we cover all kinds of topics. We start out mainly focused on security. I did a lot of application security presentations and, you know, how to hack this, how to exploit that. But the group's really grown, and we have a wide range of interest now in the group, so it's pretty cool.
That's cool. Where do you guys meet?
We meet at... Brew House in Cincinnati.
Yeah, so just like a restaurant or
yeah,
something,
well,
or a bar
it's,
or something.
It's like a bar, and they have an actual small, I guess, like conference room.
Yeah, they have like a back room.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
So free Wi-Fi. Yeah.
Nice.
So, and they're really good. I mean, we've been meeting there for 3 years, and like the owner knows us. She's really nice, and they're happy to have us there.
Cool.
Unfortunately, we've kind of been getting like bigger attendance at the meetings as of late, and I mean that's a good thing. So it's fortunate, but unfortunate, it kind of fills the room that we're in. So, some of our guys have been working on getting a hackerspace set up.
Wow,
and
nice.
They've just been working in the past couple months, but they just signed their 501c3 papers the other day.
Wow.
Got a bank account set up, and I think they're closing on the space that we're going to get like July 1st.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So it's awesome. So I think we might move our 2600 meetings to the hackerspace in Cincinnati now.
Wow, that's really cool. I mean, the 2600 in where I live is like 3 to 10 people, you know? But it just got started back up. I guess it used to be more of a college. It would happen in a college, and then that kind of died down as people graduate and stuff like that. But yeah, it's neat to hear about one that's like actually growing and growing out of where it was supposed to be. That's really cool.
Yeah, well, and we're very fortunate because we're actually the new generation of our 2600 in Cincinnati. I remember going to a meeting of the previous generation, and there was...
They're all about phone phreaking and stuff like that that we don't really have an idea of anymore, right?
Well, actually, not to knock anybody from our previous generation Cincinnati, but they didn't seem to be about anything. Like, they all came to the meeting. They were all in this place, and then they all just got on IRC.
Yeah.
And they didn't do any presentations. They didn't talk about anything.
Yeah.
They just all did the same thing that they do at home. So I was like, well, I don't understand. Like, 2600 is like kind of a time to like geek out and show everybody else what you're geeked about. So
right.
It was kind of weird, but these dudes that we got now, like, they're real cool. We come and we do, you know, monthly topics or monthly presentations and all that stuff. And see, we got to do with the 2600 Blue Box shirt right there.
There you go.
Right on, man. Do you want to have a listen to some of our music? We sell our albums for...
So you are a rapper as well, or you're doing music, or both? I mean, like, the music, like...
Oh, you're talking about the production.
Yeah, okay,
no,
production.
I'm just a rapper.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I don't do producing or anything like that.
But, see, I don't know these terms, because I always think of...
Yeah, it kind of confused me when you said it. I'm like, what?
Yeah, you're like, yes?
Are you trying to say rap is not music?
Yeah. No, that's, I forget that in the rap community... Producing is like the actual
beats
and stuff like that. Yeah,
the background music.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so
cool.
I rap.
So the person doing all the music is actually in England.
In England. Yep.
Wow, that's crazy. How did you meet up with? I mean, like, you guys knew each other online or something? Or
yeah, I just met him on an underground hip hop forum, and that was it. So I liked his stuff, and he seemed to like my stuff, and
yeah.
He said, "Hey, do you want to do an album?" And I said, "Yeah, but this is what I want to do it about." And he said, "Okay."
Wow.
He's a graphic designer, so he's a nerd, too. So
yeah.
He was like, yeah, that's cool.
It just kind of strikes me that...
Can I get you an album?
You're doing geeky stuff can take a long time sometimes. Or it seems like it could be very absorbing. I'm just wondering how you pry yourself away from making the music and also sitting in front of the computer staring at that, which is a screen full of... code being compiled or something.
I'm actually packet capturing right now.
Oh, okay.
I'll just take this home and go through the PCAP and pull out people's usernames and passwords.
Cool, yeah.
Well, I guess with me, the music part comes... really, when I do music and I write lyrics, I kind of draw from my experiences with hacking or... anything technology related, so it kind of comes a little bit easier. So
it's almost, I mean, it's kind of like a blog, I mean, not to belittle it, but it's kind of like a blog. Like, instead of writing a blog, you're like, you make a song about it,
exactly.
Or whatever. Yeah.
In rhyme form.
Yeah.
That's a good analogy, I like that.
I mean, that's because that's what I mean, I don't rap, but I will blog just random stuff because I'm like, I'll spend an hour trying to figure something out. It'll work.
Yeah.
And I'll go online and just like quickly just blog almost just to kind of get the experience down,
yeah.
But also so that someone can, you know, follow up on it and stuff. But
yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, that's cool.
Apologies to the listeners because we're like at the dual core table and so people come up and so
it's kind of kind of crazy here actually. People are just
on it.
Speaking of which.
Yeah.
So why do you think people would come to a conference like this and not tunnel via SSH?
Why do I...
They don't know better.
Yeah?
Sure, I mean, I've been to hacker conferences, see people logging into Facebook, FTP, checking their email.
Yeah.
Like, I see that stuff all the time.
Pop.
Yeah, checking Pop. Yeah, Pop3 and IMAP, and they don't, they just don't know.
Yeah. Is it a big deal, for instance, if I log into my Facebook... I'm not tunneling. I log into my Facebook. I mean, big deal. I mean, I'm fake name, random password that I don't use anywhere else. No big deal, right?
Maybe, but I think a lot of people that use a password for Facebook also use it elsewhere.
Yeah.
I'm not guilty of that.
Right. Me neither. So you're both actually working in the network industry.
Yeah.
Are you seeing a lot of... I mean, are you living in Linux even on the job, or is there a lot of, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I work at a data center.
Okay.
So, We host a lot of Linux servers. And, so I deal with Linux on a day-to-day. Plus, I run Linux, you know, mainly at my house.
Right. So. Cool. What the obligatory, what distro do you run?
Debian at home.
Debian.
Yeah.
And Red Hat on a job.
Debian.
Oh, okay. And Debian. Lots and lots of Debian.
Also Debian.
Which, are you running the new one, the Linny, or are you on SID or something?
I think I'm running
Linny.
Linny for Remy and...
See? Without even knowing, you just run.
Right.
Linny for Remy.
It's natural. You become a geek and you suddenly become...
I'm on Linny on my EPC, but I've got a SID repository. I normally run Unstable because it's got all the new stuff, and it's really not that
unstable. It's not that unstable. That's what I ran SID on my Triple E for a couple of months, and I was like... I mean, I'm used to... I mean, some of the Fedora unstable stuff is really unstable. Like, when they say it's unstable, they mean it. But on Linny, on SID, it seems like, you can get by really well.
Yeah, and I've run Debian unstable for years, and I mean, it's definitely my choice.
Yeah.
Or my preference, I should say.
Where can they find out about you guys? What, do you have, a web page?
We are all over the web. Dualcoremusic.com. YouTube.com/dualcoremusic, MySpace.com/dualcoremusic, Flickr.com/dualcoremusic, Twitter.com/dualcoremusic, and look up Dualcore on Facebook, and you'll see our album cover as our icon, and add us as a friend, hit us up.
Cool. All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net. So head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.